Today we'll be interviewing Jesse Weinberg. Our topic is learning disabilities fitting in school or in society. Jesse here was diagnosed with autism and Asperger's syndrome at the age of 8. And we are going to ask him questions related to the topic of about fitting in society and school in general. Here's Jesse Weinberg now. What did you feel about... Did you try fitting in when you were in elementary school?
Yeah. Yeah, I tried fitting in when I was in elementary school.
Like, how were you trying to fit in?
Well, I kind of felt like when I was a lot younger, I could have made better friends and stuff. I just tried to be who I was.
Have good friends in elementary school?
I had one good friend that I'd known for about a couple years.
Okay. Alright. You know, what's his name?
His name was Brandon Smith.
Okay. Is he still a really good friend of yours?
Oh. I haven't really seen him in a while, but I try to communicate with him as much as I can. It just feels like as we grew up, things seem to be a lot different than what they were.
Okay. When you were first diagnosed with it and you learned about it, did you change your perspective on yourself?
Well, until I was, like, diagnosed with it, I didn't really realize that's what I had, and I didn't think about it until as I got a little bit older.
Like, you thought about it. Like, how did you think about it when you were older?
It kind of became a lot harder for me trying to figure out, like, who would accept me for who I am, and if I would ever find good friends that accept knowing that.
Okay. So, like you're saying, you have a fear that people not might accept you for who you are. But is that one of the things that's hard to make friends sometimes?
Yes. Maybe? Yeah, it is very challenging making friends. Trying to know who I can actually be with having this disability, it does make it a lot harder.
Okay, and has this affect you in, like, school-wise or anything like that?
It kind of did affect me a little bit, like, trying to find group projects, but other than that, I still feel like I can still do work. It takes me a lot longer to do the work, but that's okay with me, I guess.
What about in society?
I just still try to be me, try to make new friends as best as I can, and just, if they don't like me for me, then,
Okay. What about later in your life, like in middle school, did it change you anyways? Did, like, anything happen?
Not that I can really remember, but it still goes back to trying to make friends and keeping steady friendships with people.
Okay. And what about when you hit high school? Started affecting you then, or not really?
Well, it did have kind of a major impact on me a little bit, because, like I said, I still try to continue to be me, you know, looking for the right people to hang out with, trying to handle coursework, you know. It did get a little challenging with trying to, like, turn in work on time, and people started to kind of question why I started to get extra time, or like why I was turning late, things late, and doing different things with work ethics.
Okay. Okay. And also I want to follow up on the high school thing. Was it trouble making friends in high school too?
Yeah.
Is there any, did high school really affect you? Did your disability any affect you even more in high school than you think in previous levels of school?
Well, I think where it kind of got worse was maybe transitioning into the high school itself. It just got really different, you know. Not knowing what to expect after I was diagnosed. And I didn't even, like, realize that I had anything like that.
Okay. Now about, I'm going to talk about, like, schoolwork. Is it hard to do schoolwork sometimes with disabilities sometimes, do you think?
Well, everybody has their strengths and weaknesses. Like, sometimes it can be hard in math, or, like, trying to turn in things on time, and or with the reading comprehension skills.
All right. And let's say, in school you went to was a computer-based technology one.
Yes.
Did the computer help you a little more than it did in the past?
Yeah, I never really experienced really anything like that. It's a very, very unique experience being at a computer-based school. It does make things a lot easier than going by pencil and paper and everything.
So you're saying is the computers are much more useful than pen, usually.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Like, I know you have, does your family accept you for who you are?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay.
Well, they just want me to do the best that I can do.
All right. Now
and just be happy for myself.
I'm going to move beyond high school. I know, what about, like, trying to talk to people for jobs? Is that kind of hard?
It can be from time to time, because, like, the only thing is, you know, a lot of it's going into places in that they don't really like getting back to you with things when they're supposed to. Just the waiting around can be, like, really difficult.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. What about, have you been having good, what about colleges? Are you trying really hard to get into college, and is it hard to, is it hard to get in with your disability, you think?
I would say so, because, like, I'm not really used to, like, taking tests, you know, and, like, since, like, some colleges requires, you know, testings, and that, having trouble with the comprehension was one of the most difficult parts for me.
Okay. Okay, so what about, like, colleges? Do you think you're handling the work well or not?
Well, I think if given the chance, I probably could with more help and maybe trying to push through, even though with having this disability.
Okay. But overall, do you think you'll be able to succeed in life, knowing that you have this?
Yeah, of course I can. Just as long as you continue, as long as I can continue be who I am, and, you know, just trying as hard as possible, I think that would be the key to being successful and trying to be happy with things.
Okay.
Even though things aren't really going right.
Okay. Well, thank you for this interview.
You're welcome.